Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today's Monday, the 20th. I survived the weekend. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and service. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Yeah, I've only said that 8,000 times, I added service in there. Good morning. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good.
We have a guest sitting here. She thinks, oh, they're taking part of my time. No, I'm going to keep you here for the whole enchilada, the whole 30 minutes. So be ready. Okay, Amira. What's the weather look like? Well, wait, do you have a national day yet?
I do. There's two things that I think you need to know.
Okay.
It's, first of all, it's National HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
Ooh.
But also, it's, National Proposal Day.
Proposal Day.
I don't know if anyone actually proposes on, because this calendar says so.
So today, March 20th, is the day that your national proposal, is it, well, are you sure it's not like a proposal to merge banks or something like that?
Oh, geez.
Okay. Just wonder.
And this one's for you. National Ravioli Day. There you go.
You know what?
Not a ravioli fan?
Not so much.
Oh. Hey,
I tell you what, I am just the old basic spaghetti guy.
Wow.
You know, with maybe some meatballs and some hot Italian sausage. Mm. I am. I'm sorry. And maybe a good lasagna.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. You know, when I go to Carlene's or Nello's, they have to tempt me with something. But I just love that. Oh. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
The weather.
If I thought it was going to rain today.
It was raining.
Well, you ought to see these clouds out there. Are the clouds moving away from us? They look like mountains out there.
Yeah, I can't read clouds. I'm not that good. I can read what the news report says, and it says 20% chance of showers.
Why are you there's my weatherman? I mean, you get paid for this. Celestial God watcher. What?
You know, I will study clouds.
Okay.
And, yeah,
no,
get
you
back
won't.
To you.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Mostly cloudy. Steady temperature around 44. Monday is going to be sunny around 57 later in the day. And then Monday night, it's going to be showers again. Cloudy with a low around 41. Tuesday, showers mostly after 11 a.m. 10 mile an hour, high gusts around 20 mile an hour, 60% chance of rain.
Ooh.
Tuesday night, same.
Wednesday, same.
Yeah.
Thursday.
It might get a little, yeah.
Okay, now partly Friday.
Sunny on Thursday.
Yeah. Friday looks like it could be pretty good. Then we go back to chance of rain and snow showers on
By
Saturday.
The way. Snow on Saturday. Yeah.
Hey, the weather report's not the weather, but the weather reports is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned company, a family-owned company out of Anderson, treats their customers like friends, like warm friends. It's a veteran-owned company. They give senior and veteran discounts. They help people through hard times. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated. And now, I am here. She thought she'd never get to this point. Amira Hutcherson, and she is a high school student, but she has put together the leadership conference for this area, and I just need to know what that is, where it is, and then I'm going to ask you about Amira.
Okay,
so what is it?
So basically, it is a leadership conference for all kinds of students, all high school students in the NorCal area, bunch of counties up in NorCal.
Uh-huh.
But basically, what we are going to do there is it's going to center around our youth-focused curriculum. We're going to learn skills like teamwork, public speaking, And then we're also going to have some guest speakers and like workshop leaders come in from the community to help lead specific like leadership workshops.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what kind of specific workshops?
We have workshops like being an integral leader. We have workshops centered around event planning.
Mm-hmm.
So just very specific skills that people can learn and then bring back to their community. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, you don't sound like a high school student. Does she sound like a high school student?
No.
So tell us about you.
About me?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Well, born and raised here, came from someplace else. What school do you go to? Those
well,
kind of
we moved here about 5 years ago from San Leandro, Bay Area. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You seem like good people. Anyway, okay, and what school do you go to?
I go to Shasta.
Okay, Shasta High School.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what got you into this?
I had some friends who were involved in this, and they really got me into all of this leadership stuff. I have always been interested in like giving back to my community, serving my community, so this was just the perfect opportunity for me. I started freshman year with this organization and have been traveling all over California for it since.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have these in different areas then, I guess.
We have, like, statewide conferences that I attend. So it could be in, like, Los Angeles, Sacramento. But then we have our local conferences here, which are us region presidents put on. We have 12 regions.
Mm-hmm.
And region one is biggest in landmass. But historically, we've had trouble getting people to participate. So this conference is pretty big for us.
Well, I guess so. So this is for the whole North State then?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, our specific counties are like Shasta, Butte, Del North, Humboldt, Glenn, Lassen, Modoc, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And when's this going to be?
It's going to be March 25th from 9 to 3:45.
Okay. So that's what, Friday, I think?
That is Saturday.
Or Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is today? Oh.
Pretty soon. It's Monday.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I know. Okay. So how many people do you expect to come here?
Well, right now we have 25, so that's pretty big for us because usually in the past we've only had 6, so we've like quadrupled our amount. We're hoping to get some more to reach 30 because for conferences in the past, like they expect like a minimum of 30, so we're hoping just to reach that.
Now, so this is purely voluntary from the students, but it seems to me is that the school would encourage things like this.
Yes, it's just been hard to like reach those contacts. We're still trying to get contacts and people who would be willing to help us. But through this and other people who have been willing to help us, we've started to get out there more.
You do this every year?
We are doing it every year, except we just started our region back up in 2020.
Because of COVID,
because people haven't been willing to put the word, because there's been a lack of participation, a lot of reasons.
Isn't that strange?
It is pretty strange.
I would think that there'd be at least five kids from every school that would like to go through something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. And, okay. Well, all right. So tell me again, what are the things that you all are going to go through on Saturday?
So basically what the schedule is looking like is we're going to have a couple of general sessions just so we can like welcome people in and do like big activities with the whole group. But then we're going to go and we're going to split off. So we're going to have like a group A and a group B. Group A is going to come with us youth and high schoolers who are from Shasta, Foothill, and UPrep.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be teaching them our CAS curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group B is going to go to the workshops led by the adult community leaders.
Okay.
And then they'll switch. And then we'll do that twice.
Okay. So let's go over to the adult community leaders that you got lined up for this. So who are they?
We have Enterprise High School Principal, Foothill High School Principal. We have an entrepreneur. I don't know if I can use their names.
Oh, sure, because this is a good thing they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we have Ashley Tate, entrepreneur.
Oh, let me tell you, Ashley Tate.
Yeah, she's amazing.
We love her. Mm-hmm. What an incredible woman she is. What an incredible... Oh, good. She's gonna be great there.
She's going to be really good.
Okay, and who else?
We have an Enterprise Elementary School teacher.
Okay.
Our advisor is a Foothill High School teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who else we have. We have a small business owner.
And that is?
I'm Christina Johnson, I believe.
Her name sounds familiar, too.
Yeah.
It does. Yes.
We have a board member, Ryan Zufall.
Okay.
We have a union union president. So we have quite a lot of people who are going to be there helping out and leading their own workshops.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. So, gosh, that's a full day.
It is a full day.
And so they're coming in, and you've got 26 so far?
25 right now.
25, mm-hmm. But you'd like to get 30.
Yeah.
Well, parents and grandparents, you're listening to this, it's not too late to sign up, is it?
It's not too late.
Okay. And it sounds like it's going to be a great day
mm-hmm.
out there. So, okay, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back. I have a couple more questions to ask you. I find it interesting that, there's other organizations, too, that do these kind of things, right? But this is kind of like student-led.
Yes, what makes us unique this is we are student-led.
It's all student-led. These are other, like big organizations that, you know, mm-hmm. nationwide organizations with adults running it.
Yeah.
To bring young people in. But this is from the grassroots.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is locally owned, locally run, and if you're looking for dish service, it is Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value service and technology in TV for over 30 years. Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. You're going to get somebody that really doesn't care about you. Doug does. Call him at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. And he will help you out if you have a problem, or he will set you up with that. Also, what is that, Starlink? He can help you with Starlink, too. That's B&T Satellite, right here in town, 530-241-3474. We'll be right back with Amir Hutcherson.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I can't hear that, dude.
Sorry.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl in the Bottle. Linda's on assignment this morning. And I'm here today with a young lady by the name of Amira Hutcherson, and she is with the, say it, CASC.
California Association.
She's got to be turned on. Do it again.
I'm with the California Association of Student Councils.
Okay. And they're getting ready to have a regional meeting up here this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out at SCOE headquarters out there on Innsbruck off of 44. They've got 25 students so far, but they'd like to have around 30. And it's open to any student. And it's going to be a day of leadership, counseling and training. Ashley Tate's going to be there. They're going to be principals from a lot of the schools. It's going to be a great event. But there's more to this than that. And I just, Amira, you've got quite the story here. You just kind of said, yeah, we moved up here 5 years ago. But you're a cancer survivor.
I am.
And when did that happen?
It happened when I was 3, and then I went into remission when I was 6.
And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 16.
You're 16?
Yeah, 10 years.
So it's been, my goodness. Well, congratulations, mm-hmm. young lady.
Thank you.
And you seem mature, and now I know why. That you probably you went through things that people at that age don't go through. So anyway, that's really good to hear. And thanks, Mom. Mom's in here, by the way, too. Just making sure. So this event here, it's not just for here. And we said regional, so that says something. But you all also are down in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you go down there to?
We do.
To do what?
We have two conferences, and they are focused on like legislation and policy. So CASC also does leadership, but we also focus on giving students the opportunity to directly improve the education system. So that is what that conference does. We get together. It's very intensive and long, but we sit down and we make solutions regarding problems like school safety, and then we present it to, last time we presented it to the Senate Committee on Education.
Okay, so how do you make schools safer?
So, I mean, it depends. We have our own process where we sit down and we talk about, like, what we see,
mm-hmm.
What we think we could be done. It's a very long process that we go to end up with the root problem. First, like school safety, which mm-hmm. can be different every time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we make it a solution regarding it.
How about bullying in school. Does that ever come up?
Yeah, it's come up for school safety for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the education system, how you're being taught?
We definitely talk about that too.
So what are some changes you all when you have these meetings that you all come up with?
Changes? I mean, there have been changes that have been put into, like, legislation in the past, like the Menstrual Act bill, which basically says that there needs to be menstrual products in every single girl's bathrooms and one male bathroom. That has been something that has been our bill, so we created that.
Well, that's cool. I thought that they were just in there. No?
No.
They weren't?
There haven't been in the past, and we're still focusing on making sure that every school has those products in there.
Okay. All right. Well, that just makes life easier.
Yeah.
How about, you know, I have a 19-year-old producer, very bright, like you, and he says the system, the way it teaches, is needs to be more open and have, you know, give people more a chance to move forward on their own and these kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just sit in the desk.
Yeah.
Get to say, you know, get taught.
We agree. It does need to be more interactive. And that's one of the things we've been talking about in the past, is that it needs to be more interactive, but also suited to what kids want to do in the future. Like,
okay.
CTE classes. We're lucky to have it here, but I know a lot of places, other schools don't have it here.
CTE.
The career technical classes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have it here, and I'm very lucky because I'm in my early child education class.
Right.
But I know other schools don't have those classes.
Okay. You know, when you get to your graduation time, so you want to be a teacher then, or not?
I'm thinking international relations right now, but it's still open.
International relations, okay. Only because you said it's early childhood.
Early childhood education was also like one of my hobbies. I really like working with children too.
Are you sure you're 16?
I am.
Okay. All right. Well, this is great, and it's really a pleasure getting to know you over the last 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you is that the next time you have one of these, we're more than happy to come in, and we can start talking about it a month earlier instead of, you know, 4 days.
Yep.
Okay. So we can get people more, you know, interested. The more of our high school students that get into these types of classes, I think it's the better it is,
mm-hmm.
Where they can learn how to have an impact.
Yeah.
In their school and their community. And now this is also international.
It is international. So we do stuff on a national level, like I've talked about. But international, we have worked in the past. Like, we've had students go talk to Gorbachev and Reagan. We've been at the United Nations Environmental Summit in Rio. So we have done a lot of stuff. And this summer, we have some of our alumni who are adults right now who are going to go directly to train educators in Armenia. So we are international, and we definitely enjoy keeping that aspect of us, because that is what also makes us unique, is how out there we are.
Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's one of the few spots I don't think I've made it to Armenia yet, but my life's not over yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you, junior?
I'm a junior, yeah.
Junior this year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here with Amira Hutchardson. She heads up the leadership conference here that's going to happen this Saturday. And it's still open for students if they'd like to get involved in something like this. It's just going to be one day. It's going to be out at SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education's building out there on Innsbruck off of 44. They've got a bunch of, they have a number of very good speakers, and Ashley Tate is one of them. And I just know that's just going to be a great class. I've heard her speak, and I know her. She's also a veteran, which a lot of people don't know, but she is. And she married Dr. Tate. So how do people reach you if they want to do this? They're going, you know what? I'd like to do this.
They can email me. My email, Amira, A-M-I-R-A, dot Hutcherson, H-U-T-C-H-E-R-S-O-N, at CASC, C-A-S-C, dot net.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And I will send the link over.
Send the link over. And do you have this on Facebook?
We do have it on Instagram. I have posted it on my Facebook.
Well, tag me with it.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in ours. We get a few thousand
bits.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And it was really a pleasure meeting you. And you're really a, you know, when I think about the future, you know, people go, oh, gosh, you know, we're in trouble here. I think of my producer, Liam, and then I see you and all the other young people that's come through here. And I think we got a shot. So I hope we haven't made it so that you all can't. It may take you a little bit longer, but you'll get it going, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're going to take a break here, and Anne Marie is going to call us during the break, and she's going to tell us what's going on this week in our community calendar. So this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. That is a local bank. It's been here for 16 years. They've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're a sponsor for many of the local organizations and events. At four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with them. We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Ever wonder what happened to common sense when it comes to Sacramento? Let's protect our Second Amendment rights, our children, and our businesses. Come join us to support Melissa Hunt for Assembly. March 25th, Saturday, a live auction, a dinner, raffle prizes, guns, ammo, all kinds of fun. Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, California. Catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. It starts at 4, dinner at 6. Get your tickets at VoteMelissaHunt.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Melissa Hunt for Assembly 2024.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 20th of March, 7:34 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. Looks like the clouds are breaking up. Maybe we'll have some sunshine today, but we're going to have rain later on this week again, all the way through Saturday, where we get a chance of snow. Yes, yes. Snow. It is the weather gods are up there going. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's repaired a crack on my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. It's like 8 inches long. But those little chips can turn into big cracks, and he can fix chips, little chips and cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Yes, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, truly a professional. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your car, your truck, or your RV down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business right here in Reading. On the phone is the energy person, Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, and happy first day of spring, everyone.
Oh, that might be a day to know. Is today the first day of spring?
Does it feel like it?
Yes, sir. Today is the first day, and boy, did it come in loudly last night.
Well, tell me about that. Now we're supposed to get snow on. We could get snow on Saturday. Is that still part of spring? Is it March? It comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb.
Yeah. Well, it's the first official day of spring, mind you. Maybe the weather hasn't caught up, but.
Okay. So you're here with our community calendar, and tell us what's going on.
Well, keeping with our student theme, as we've been doing this morning, we have an event coming up where the proceeds will benefit the 8th grade class at Bella Vista Elementary School. And the event is going to be the Cruising for the Kids Car Show. Now, although this event is not going to take place until May 6th, they want to put the information out there because they are actively seeking participants. People to register their car so they can have an awesome event on May 6th. It's going to be held at the Bella Vista Elementary School campus, and registration forms can be picked up at the campus or downloaded and submitted by email. They also need volunteers to help with this event as well. And I got an update from Heidi last night, one of the volunteers helping. And they already have a few submissions, but they can accommodate up to 60 cars. So let's help these 8th graders have an awesome event, and that's the Cruising for the Kids Car Show. All right, taking place tomorrow, March 21st, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there will be a Veterans Connect event at the Reading Library. A volunteer trained by CalVet, Judy Henderson, will be on site to help California veterans and their families find local resources they may need, along with information on benefits they may have earned through their military service. Now, this event actually takes place every single Tuesday at the Reading Library. It's in the lobby area. So if you can't make tomorrow, put it on your calendar for next week. And Judy has been volunteering her time since 2018 to do this event.
So this is an outreach to veterans and their families to find out if they have benefits that they've earned in the military.
Correct. And local resources they might need.
And local resources like the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and the VA and all this. Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that was going on every Tuesday.
Awesome. Okay. And then we travel into Saturday, March 25th, and you already mentioned a fantastic event that is happening this Saturday. But also Caltrans District 2 and local partners will present the Clean California Community Days Festival from 12 to 3 p.m. at Big League Dreams Hockey Rink in Reading. Now, this event is part of a statewide cleanup and beautification campaign that started March 17th and will end March 27th. And for more information, if you would like to sign up or just get to know more information, you can visit the Caltrans District 2 Facebook page. And they're going to have local resources on hand as well. Some of them include, but are not limited to, Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation and the Haven Humane Society.
So that's for people that are interested in cleaning up the area?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And where they can get resources and all those?
Yeah, cool. If you want to just help beautify your area or just clean it up. You know, this. When I was learning more about this event, it reminded me about an event that I've taken part in that happens every October, and that is Make a Difference Day. And, of course, that is nationwide as well. And so that's what it kind of reminded me of a little bit.
Okay. All right.
And then another event as we look forward is going to be taking place on Saturday, April 1st, which is going to be a very busy weekend around town. But from 11 to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay in Redding, they will be hosting a Meet and Learn from Marine Corps Artists event. Two of the artists featured in the art exhibit, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 to 2018, will be on hand to answer questions and talk about their art pieces. Those artists are Charles Rowe and Alex Durr.
If you have not seen, over at Turtle Bay, seen the Marine Corps art exhibition over there, please go on down. Everybody I've talked to has thoroughly enjoyed it. These are art pieces from painting sculptures from veterans who were either they took pictures while they were there or they were artists that were embedded into units that were out in combat everywhere from Desert Storm through, was it 2005 or when?
2018.
So you've got Afghanistan, you've got Iraq, you have Somalia, believe it or not, in there. You have Desert Storm, and one of the paintings, and it was by Charles, totally captured Desert Storm for me in my unit as we were racing through Kuwait with the smoke and the oil fields on fire and everything. I've never seen anything like it before that was close to capturing it, and it did. And it's a painting. So if you get a chance to do that, just go down to Turtle Bay and go in and see the art exhibit. It's outstanding. And now two of the artists are going to be here on April 1st.
Including Charles Rowe,
who I met. Oh, man.
And it's interesting because I was able to catch the exhibit as well before coming back on air with this. And my favorite painting is also done by that gentleman, and it's called Missing Him.
Yeah.
And that's the one that has the gold star banner in the front window and the child and the dog looking out on the front porch.
Yeah, father was killed in a training accident. And never came home. I think that was the one. And it is. It's powerful. There's many. There's many powerful paintings in there. And there's others of people. And there's also an exhibit of a local lady who joined the Marine Corps in World War II. They have her uniforms. They have her story. And it is very, very interesting. So, okay, that's April 1st.
So that's April 1st from 11 to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay, and you can view the art exhibit now through April 30th.
And they've been getting a lot of people going through. That's good.
Fantastic.
Okay, anything else?
Well, those are our top events that we have coming up, but don't forget the Cruising for the Kids. You know, reach out to them, and let's make this event a Knock It Out of the Park event.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, Carl, what's your favorite classic car?
Wow.
Not to put you on the spot there.
68 Camaro.
With the
large engine. I have friends that have those. I was never a big car guy, but that I think when I see them, I think that's probably one of my favorites. Though I've seen GTOs that were pretty good, too. So...
Well, my favorite one is actually from the 1930s, little Art Deco style, and it's a 1936 Auburn Speedster.
Okay. I don't even know what that is. But it's, if you like it, it's okay with me, Anne-Marie. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. And every Monday, Anne-Marie's going to come with us and come on the show just like this and tell us what things that are going on this weekend and this week that are pretty cool things, things that you may not have heard of. So thank you.
See you next Monday, everyone.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency. Let me start that again. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program to the participants, and the mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help you, you know, for getting the grip rails, the grips in showers, maybe a new railing in your house, things like this. Call PSA 2 Area on Aging at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the simplest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. It really looks like it's clearing up. And we've had rain already, and last night we had lots of rain. So hopefully, maybe we've seen the last of it today. Today is shoeing Odina the Wonder Horse. So I'll be running out there to get involved with it. No, I do not shoe her. But I stand there, and I don't say anything, because except, good horse, good horse. Kelly and her husband and Brion come out, and they do like six horses while they're out there where we're at. But today, a 20% chance of showers with partly sunny with a high near 57. Tonight, 20% chance of showers. So we may still get some more today. This weekend was the beginning of the Jakes turkey hunting. Jakes are kids that are between 12 and 16 that apply for this. And we have lots of kids applying, and we only have so many ranches and hunters that can go out with them on this. So, but what it is, it's the weekend before, turkey hunting season starts. And we get to take the kids out when the turkeys haven't been hunted and all this. A hunt leader goes out with the, young person. In this case, it was a young lady. And her dad, and we went out to a place that I've seen numerous turkeys. Well, this was not a good weekend for turkeys. It was a beautiful day, and we were out there early. I mean, I'd seen turkeys out there, and not even a gobble. Because when you call them, sometimes you can hear, you make a coyote sound, they'll gobble up in the tree, so you kind of get an idea where they are. Nothing, not a sound. And we stayed out there till around 10 o'clock, and we walked around the property after a couple hours and walked around out there, and there's nothing, not a gobble, not one. So then Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, all the hunters and the hunt leaders come in. I'm starting to get texts by people saying, did you get a turkey? And I'm going, oh, you know, other people. So it turns out of about 20 hunters, and the 20 hunt leaders. And let me tell you, these hunt leaders are good. I mean, they're a lot better than me. We had three turkeys taken. And the whole thing is the weather. And people, you know, like, let me tell you that Ted Leidy, my brother, who can call in a turkey from 1,000 yards away, I swear, I have seen him call in turkeys have them running towards you. Didn't hear a gobble. And he hunted out there, and you've got to understand, Ted. And this is one of those things that he took his young hunter out there and their father and hunted for 10 hours. Didn't even hear a gobble. So we had 3 out of 20, but everybody had a good time, which is the idea. The idea, it's hunting. It's not killing. It's hunting. Learning the correct way. And I can tell you, the young lady that was with me and her father, extremely safe hunters. They did everything right. Everything you could possibly do correctly. And there just weren't any turkeys. So it'll be another probably 10 days of maybe some heat and no rain. So it looks like this coming Saturday may not be a good one either if we're talking about snow showers up in the high elevations. And people will say to me, well, hey, there's turkeys sitting out in my backyard. Oh, I've got turkeys on my fence. Yes, those are town turkeys. Those have lost their fear of humans. They have are things that are strange because they're used to being in town. If I wanted to kill a turkey, I'd go down to Cornerstone Community Bank and just put up my blind in the front door and watch them as they come in across the street. Yes. Anyway, it was an interesting time. And then that night, I was up at 4 that morning, and then that night ran down to the Turtle Bay auction where Linda was an MC along with Patrick John. And it was a wonderful event, absolutely wonderful. The food was just magnificent from Mosaic Restaurant. But they raised a ton of money for Turtle Bay. The auction items were the live auction items, and Liloff is the auctioneer. It was just a magnificent outpouring of support for Turtle Bay. An example. People paid $4,000 to have dinner with Linda and I and Rick and Pam Hill to a paella dinner that we offer up every year. And it's always been over $3,000, but this year, $4,000. There were other, there were $10,000 buys for things like jewelry. There were gifts like 500 people to go, they're gonna, you know, to Garden of Lights. You can buy Garden of Lights for 500 people for one night. And somebody bought that. Mike Warren is going to host, is hosting a 100 person swim party. And somebody bought that. And by the way, this is Mike Warren's last time. Mike Warren is retiring from Turtle Bay, and Lindsay is taking over. She'll be in here. She was on Linda's show, I think, a couple weeks ago, but we're going to have her in here and the president of the board, Randall Hempley, and we're going to talk about the new CEO at Turtle Bay and her background. And she's the one that runs the Sheraton right now. So she's taking over the whole enchilada, as I like to say. So it was a great event, and thanks everybody that supported that, and what it's going to do, including they're building a new horticultural building out there. They haven't had one for 30 years. I had no idea. They're in two trailers, has no running water. And they finally got money to start building it, and then they got some grants, from art societies and from, to build the building, but they still needed $25,000 for desk and all those kind of things you do when you put in a new building. And they raised that right away. And I don't usually give names, but the Salters, Judy and Lee, donated $10,000 for that. And then everybody else came in, and they made more than enough to put the furnish it and put all the stuff in for the classrooms they're going to have. It's going to be a great little building there for people, for classes, for school kids to come in, for adults that are interested in horticulture, all that right there at Turtle Bay. And all the money that was raised, went right back into Turtle Bay. So, it was just a great night. And so, Redding, be proud of yourself there so we can keep Turtle Bay going. And keep it growing the way it should be. I'm supposed to have, I have scheduled down here, is the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect on today. And I see somebody out there, so it looks like it's going to happen. What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember, actually. I know I was busy on Saturday. I had a board game day on Saturday. Sunday.
Yeah. Did you go out on St. Paddy's Day?
You know, I did not. Oh, yeah. I had some friends. We went to a lot of a women performer day on and at Fratelli's on Saturday.
That wow. Was, yeah. That's cool. You know, so, on Saturday. Well, on Friday night, on St. Patrick's Day, I don't usually go out there because there's too many amateur drunks on the road, and they put out a check. A vehicle check on Hartnell stopped 787 cars or checked.
Wow.
Arrested 3 for DUI and then gave citations for other people for not having licenses or driving on a suspended license or something like that. But, yeah. That's not a night to go out because they announced that they're going to be out. For some reason, people go out there just because they think they're Irish. Oh, and of course, Joe Biden says, I'm not Irish because I don't get drunk.
Wait.
Oh, that's really reaching out to the Irish, Joe.
Wow.
Our president says things. The president says things that you have to just ask yourself. Is he talking from a teleprompter? Is this when he turns it loose? When he just says what's in his mind? I'm not sure.
Never a good idea.
It's never a good idea, Joe, to just get off the teleprompter. Who knows what comes out of your mouth? You don't need a semi-automatic gun. Just do like I do. You just grab a shotgun, walk outside, and fire a couple of rounds up in the air. Yeah, Joe. That's that was great advice.
Way worse.
Great advice. we don't train people to do that in the concealed carry course. If somebody breaks into your house, we train them to get into a safe room with their kids, call the cops, and then just stay there till the cops get there. Okay, we got to run, and when we get back, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect are going to join us.
KCNI, Shasta, Red.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans are condemning the potential indictment of former President Trump by the Manhattan District Attorney, saying it's another attempt to keep him from winning back the White House. Some prominent Republicans worry about the possibility of violence should Mr. Trump be arrested and charged in New York's hush money investigation.
In social media posts, Trump urged supporters to protest, protest, protest if he gets arrested. Those appeals have raised concerns that potential demonstrations could turn violent. Trump's former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and former Economic Advisor Gary Cohn are both calling on Trump supporters to respond peacefully to any developments this week.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Swiss banking giant UBS buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for close to $3.25 billion. New York Community Bank will shell out $2.7 billion for failed Signature Bank. With Russia-China relations warming, Chinese President Xi has arrived in Moscow for meetings with Vladimir Putin. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the Putin-Xi relationship was solidified some 15 years ago.
And they put in place a 5,000-word document that says essentially that we're good friends. We're, there's no difference. Nothing's off limits to our relationship.
Well, apparently more layoffs on the way at Amazon. An internal memo saying the company plans to lay off roughly 9,000 workers in the coming weeks, the second largest round of layoffs in Amazon's history. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 339 points, the NASDAQ 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? Well, a lot of people don't realize you don't have to be afraid of the future, and God understands your anxieties. And the answer to anxiety is frequently letting all your requests be made known unto God and praying. And when you pray, God will give you an answer. And one of the answers God gave me was Birch Gold. I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to trust me on this. Do some research. Get some knowledge. Get some peace of mind. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Israeli government says it is prepared to modify its plan to overhaul the judiciary following 2 months of nationwide protests.
Benjamin Netanyahu's nationalist coalition said overnight it would delay part of its plans to limit the powers of Israel's Supreme Court. But crucially, the legislation that would effectively give the government the power to appoint judges will still be pushed through within a fortnight, albeit with some modifications the coalition sees as a gesture to soften the reforms. But the opposition has immediately rejected this, while protest leaders have said the announcement is not a compromise, but a declaration of war against Israeli democracy and its citizens.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem. New reports says an estimated 43,000 people died amid the longest drought on record in Somalia last year, and half of them were probably children. It is the first official death toll announced in the drought that is withering large parts of the Horn of Africa. Townhall.com. It wasn't a bird and it wasn't a plane in the skies over California Friday night.
Amazed people in the Sacramento area, like Jamie Hernandez.
What is that?
We're posting on social media about streaks of light in the sky and commenting that they had never seen anything like it. Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, says the streaks of light were from burning space debris, specifically old Japanese communications equipment that was jettisoned from the space station in 2020 because it was taking up too much room. He says it would burn up upon reentry, and that's what created the spectacular light show. The U.S. Space Force confirmed the reentry path over California. I'm Julie Walker.
And watching Wall Street, stocks are moving higher this hour. The Dow up 364 and the Nasdaq trading 33 points to the upside. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 20th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm. We've already found out that it's National Proposal Day. Mm-hmm. And what was the last one you had?
Well, we also know it's the first day of spring, supposedly.
Oh, it's supposedly the first day of spring. Thank you. Let's turn everybody on.
Okay.
Is everybody on now?
I'm on. I might be.
Okay, everybody's on. Yep. Hey, he's protecting me. That's okay. So what's the weather look like on the first day of spring for this week?
The first day of spring looks like rain and snow.
Saturday. He's not kidding. It says here, a chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly sunny, though. What's that mean?
Tonight we have a 20% chance of rain, and Tuesday showers, 60% chance of rain. Tuesday night, 50% chance of rain. Wednesday showers, high near 60, 56. I mean, chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday, Thursday is partly sunny. Hey, chance of showers before 11 a.m. And then cloudy, yeah. So Thursday is your day to go out with the horse, maybe.
40% chance of showers. Friday, a chance of showers.
And then,
anyway, what we're seeing here is that spring hasn't sprung yet. It looks like we could still do it. And Saturday, I'm not kidding, this is what it says, a chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 57. So it'll snow in the morning and melt by noon, hopefully.
Good okay. plan.
Yeah. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned company out of Anderson, a family owned company, a veteran owned company that takes care of their customers as they would their friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have a lot of different plans out there for people since the cost of propane has gone sky high, as has everything else. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And if it's the third Monday, it must be time for the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Susan Wilson and her guest, and also somebody that's been on here before, Marilyn Troget. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Okay. So.
Good morning.
Did you know that the dollar stores are pulling eggs off the shelf?
Pulling eggs off the shelf? Why are they pulling eggs off the shelf?
Too expensive. Because, see, their prices are all supposed to be like that, $1.25 and all this. Nope, they can't afford to do it anymore. And I imagine what else are they going to be pulling off the shelves here? I mean, chicken?
You know, I was in there. I was making some raffle baskets for
Great place to go do that at.
Yes.
Or buy bags, you know, gift
right.
bags. Yeah.
And this was for a 13-year-old girl, so pretty good place to go. And I've decided they repackage everything. It's not stuff that was made and then it's priced that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're getting repackaged stuff. You know, I bought a bag of candy. It had four pieces of candy in it for $1.25. I was going, I don't know about this.
Well, if you look at it, if you look at the cost, and because a lot of times it's smaller.
Yeah.
And you look at the cost of it and goes, oh, that seems like a good price. But, yeah, it's smaller. There's less to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can get good deals.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I mean.
You get good deals on toothpaste, toothbrushes, all the wrapping stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like the wrapping stuff.
A lot of their
party supplies.
Yeah, yeah, party supplies. Kitchenware. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff is you can find in there, pretty reasonable. Okay, so what's on the docket today?
Well, you know, we had this conversation a while ago, and it seems to have come up again. In Shasta County, we had another event of anti-Semitism, and it was pretty. This one got more attention from the people who got the material than I think the last one did. And so the RP
last two,
yeah,
this is the third or fourth.
Now we're not even sure that this is even coming from here. Though
we think maybe it's not.
Yeah, that it's coming from another area, and they just kind of drive in off the freeway and hit a neighborhood and throw the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened, I think, in the Palo Alto area as well. Yeah, the same stuff.
It's like it's in other places. So it sounds like it's a person or. Yeah. A group of persons, yeah. That just travel up and down the freeway and spread hate. So.
Well, and I don't think that we know really where it does come from. You know, so I actually printed out the articles that were in the paper from this last one, and Sergeant Ortega was the person who's really on top of it this time at the RPD. So thanks to her, you know, for the work that she's doing. And, you know, the problem is, what is a hate crime? And this is not a hate crime, and the reason it's not a hate crime is because it's not directed at a single
person.
There's
no
victim. And there's no victim, and really not a crime.
They call it a hate incident.
Yeah. But now we're beginning to have a collection, and the RPD is really paying attention, so thank you to the RPD.
Well, of course they are. They don't want things to get out of hand in anything. So, and they want to keep their eyes on it because... you're right. It's not a hate crime because it's not aimed at me or you or anybody else. It's just a series of statements, I think, in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I haven't seen it myself.
The idea of it not being a victim means no one was physically harmed or financially harmed or, you know, there's no victim in that sense. But it definitely was an incident, and it could, unfortunately, spur somebody to commit hate crimes based on... if they believe the garbage that gets thrown around people's yards by these people.
Yeah, one of the things that showed up in the newspaper was it said, reported hate crimes in California jumped 32% to 1,763 crimes in 2021, which is quite a lot.
Not really. Not when you think about it. I mean, every one of them is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about, 1,000 of them?
Well, 2,000.
Okay, 2,000 in a year of a state that has 30 million people in it,
mm-hmm.
and all the diverse areas. Yes, one is too many. But when you think about a state the size of California and the number of people, you know, one person could be responsible for a third of those.
Right. And then in Redding.
If that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
In Redding, the same period of time, 11 hate crimes.
Now, what did they give examples of that?
They did not give examples.
I know that one where that man was. These two men were attacked out by Whiskey Town. I remember that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And where the guy came out
because
the guy was black,
yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
shot him.
Or he shot his friend.
He shot the friend who was trying to stop it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's already been convicted for that and sent away for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, hate crimes, there's no place for them.
You know, and they take all forms. So it's really difficult to figure out how to deal with all of them.
Well, you deal with them like... One, you don't commit them, two... I mean, that's the first thing. But the other thing is take a look at what kind they are. Like these flyers that were put out there are not considered a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
But they are something that could be derogatory to the Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about somebody, you know, people, I mean, we had that very famous one from decades ago where two brothers or two gay guys were shot.
Matson and Mowder.
And they always bring this up, but it was when? When did that happen?
Back in 90s. The '90s.
Yeah.
Because I didn't live here in the '80s, so it has
yeah.
to do with
so it happened
the 90s.
In the '90s, and they always go back to that one. But then what I try to look at is what's happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has you know, if we had 11 this year. And we know about one of them, and the guy was immediately arrested and tried and put in jail for a long time. One is too many, but we've also, again, we've got to look at the community itself.
So, Carl, let me ask you this. How do we prevent it from getting to be too many? You want to start dealing
education.
With it before it's too
yeah,
many.
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
It's education and being able to... reach kids in school
right. yeah.
that, you know, and
that's one of the reasons we have SCAR, to be honest.
Yeah, and
SCAR being Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. That's
right.
The acronym.
But we also have to take a look at this and look at our what's going on in our world right now, that if you say the wrong thing, you're immediately attacked. And I'm in, and it doesn't even have to be a hate crime. It doesn't have to be anything. It can just be something that's out there, and people want to jump on that.
Right. and we talked about this last time I was here.
I mean,
here.
It's, yeah. you know, this cancel culture causes, if anything, it causes even more angst and more anger. And I just watched last night Mississippi Burning again.
Mm.
And if you haven't watched that movie, it's probably need to watch it. It's based on the killing of the three civil rights activists that were down in Mississippi, and then I also then read about it on trials afterwards after I saw the movie, and the movie doesn't use all the names and it kind of paraphrases everything that happened there and probably adds other things drama, but it still goes down that what happened there. And that was in the, like, 63, 64, maybe 65. And you take a look at that, and then you look today, and there's been huge strides since then. But how do you prevent hate crimes? It's got to start. It starts in the family, and it starts in schools.
Yeah, and I think that's a very, very wise statement that you made, because it starts with the kids. They are taught to hate. And, I mean, kids are not born to hate. They're not born to discriminate. And so what do you think is the best way to introduce children to tolerance, to not just tolerance, that's really not the right word, to acceptance, to kindness.
Respect. To respect.
Yeah, respect. I mean, just.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is a locally owned business that has just a fantastic selection of jewelry at very fair prices. This is the only full service jewelry store in Reading. And they're both. This is great. Okay, girls, where did you get your rings?
Four Winds.
There you go. At Four Winds. I can't say any more than that, except head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive and see Rebecca or Henry down there. You'll be very happy. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:21 in the morning here on the first day of spring, March the 20th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions that Judy has built there. She's been doing it since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners with their insurance and financial matters. With all the stuff going on, banks failing and all this, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks or your insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. You can reach her at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. I'm very happy with that. I'm here with the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett. Marilyn just got back from Uganda. And so welcome back.
Thank you. We're happy to have her home.
Yes.
My other home. Two homes.
She has two homes. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. We were talking about kids and how do you get them to respect other people. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's simple. You go back to a very a very simple policy of treating others like you'd like to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. Do you want to be bullied? No. Then why would you bully other people?
Right, but we are turning into a bullying culture. I at least that's the way I feel. You know, we have the Democrats bullying the Republicans bullying the Democrats, teachers bullying kids bullying each other. You know,
kids bullying teachers. That one guy went down there and knocked his teacher down and kicked her a couple of times.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so our culture has kind of taken a turn for a lack of respect, and that's one of the reasons that an organization like SCAR has to exist or should exist.
The golden rule is fine, but kids behave the way they see their parents behaving, not
they
the
mirror.
Word. You can talk
the behavior.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, but I also see it on social media.
Right.
Social media has turned the dogs of hell loose.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is kids will model what they see more than what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so adult people have to be role models, not just, you know, saying the golden rule and then not behaving accordingly. So that's really important.
Yeah.
Another thing that might be an interesting resource for people is Sesame Street. Sesame Street has online programs for addressing all of these issues with children through their Sesame
Very
Street.
Young children. Very yeah, young children.
Through their Sesame Street characters. And they put out a lot of, not just by their program, but they also put a lot of information on their website, activities for parents to do with their children about that, books that they recommend for parents to read with their children addressing this. And it's just very inclusionary. And we're not just talking about race. We're talking about how do you treat a child who's in a wheelchair or a child who has another disability, different religions, different colors, just differences, period. It doesn't matter what. I mean, disabled kids get bullied terribly. So it just really focuses on diversity and inclusion in language that children understand and in ways that they can engage with this with their parents. So I just wanted to put that out there.
On Sesame Street, huh?
Yeah, on their website as well as their program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever watched Sesame Street.
It's kind of cute.
Oh, I'm sure it is, and because I think it came after I was. Well, it did. It came after I was a child. But I used to watch Roy Rogers.
I used to watch Roy Rogers.
Had all these rules about being a good cowboy
and treating
people right and all that. And there was not one, if I can remember right, there wasn't. Well, you know, he never even killed anybody. You know, it was all shooting out of their hands. But. Finding the right media for kids.
Right.
And I tell you what, you can sit down with your kids and be the perfect parent, right?
Anybody's a perfect parent.
No, but
you can work really hard to be a good parent.
And even your kid won't ever think you're the perfect parent.
And then the kids leave you for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And go to
school.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
They leave you 8 hours and they get on their social media. And, you know, do parents even know what's on their kids' phones or computers?
Well, you can find out.
You can find out if you try. You can load apps into that so you can see what they're doing.
That's right.
My daughter put location devices on the kids' phones. So she always knows where they're at, and the kids don't mind it. Mm-hmm. And one of them's in college, and she's going to New Mexico State, and she knows that her mom knows where she's at, and she's fine with that.
There's some safety in that.
There's safety in that. Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
So, but then you go into, but when you get into it further, that if a child hears you say something that goes against what you're trying to teach them, even if it's in a moment of anger, that could be, you know, they just hear it. And it causes confusion in them, too.
Right. Right. And back to what Marilyn was talking about, you know, kids mirror the behavior that they see. So if that's what they see on social media, if that's what they see at home, if that's what they see in the grocery store, all those things, then they're going to react the same way. You know, I make my living off of teaching classes about that kind of thing. And people are always nodding their heads and going, oh, yeah, yeah, you know. And yeah. You talk to parents sometimes and you say, okay, so something goes wrong in your house. What do you do? Well, I yell at them. And I said, and when they're talking to you, you're mad because they yell back. You know, you're modeling the behavior. So we have to, that's one of the things I think that we have done is we have started making separate capabilities or separate attributes for adults and children, and saying that it's okay for an adult to yell, but it's not okay for a child to yell.
Well, how long has it been that you've heard the phrase, do as I say, not as I do?
Oh, my gosh.
I grew up with that one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So. But again, there's one thing about yelling at a child, because they've just destroyed something. There's one thing about yelling at a child, and yet also showing love to the child afterwards and all these things. So I defy anybody to tell me they've had a parent that didn't yell at them occasionally.
Right.
And I can still tell you what the sound of a belt coming out of the belt loop sounds like. But you can still teach a child, and they can see the love that you have in your family for them. And their, you know, and their spouse, and how you should treat people.
Right. I mean, ideally, we would have a world that didn't have belts coming out of loops, you know, and yeah, children weren't
me,
punished.
You didn't know me as a child. So. No, but that was, but see, that never happened with my child.
Yeah, exactly. And my daughter, I don't think she ever.
Well, my mom intervened once after a couple of these and said, "Don't ever do that again," and it never happened again. But I didn't do it. Did I ever yell at my daughter? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Did she turn out good? She turned out great.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it depends on the content of your message. I mean, if you yell because they just engaged in dangerous or disrespectful behavior is one thing. Telling them they're a horrible person and you wish they were never born is another thing.
We didn't say that part.
Yeah.
But then if you do that, then that's just wrong.
And you can say that in a whisper and it'll have an effect way beyond the volume.
I think my parenting scheme was try another way next time. Try another way.
That could work. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, among the highest rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They are on the cutting edge of technology there with the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. They have a way of checking for heart disease that you don't even have to go in, and they can fix that from just by you laying on a pillow at your home. These are just some of the things they have at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus, they're bringing in physicians in a teaching environment, 8 physicians. It's a 3-year program, so there'll be 24 physicians working at Shasta Regional Medical Center in a teaching areas there. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Spring into your next home projects with ideas and expert advice at the one and only Original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For landscape ideas and household improvements, including roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio, and patio furniture, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or advice planning the perfect garden, we've got you covered. Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For additional information, go to readinghomeexpo.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see
WindRiver.com. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Monday, the first day of spring, the 20th of March, 8:36 in the morning.
It's spring already.
Yeah, yes, it's spring. You know, it follows that when you move your clocks forward an hour, which we're just, you know, because it's not just moving your clocks forward an hour here. You've got to change all the settings in the computers, too. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my favorite barbershop, my barbershop of choice for 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and I haven't had a bad haircut in any time I've been there. And I defy other people to say that about places you go to. Tim and Logan are just great guys. They work by appointments only, which is cool too, because then you can set up a time that works for you with them. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. And by the way, speaking of that, Thursday night will be Man Up with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, Perry Crummins, and a guest. We're not sure who the guest is yet. Anyway, but I'm here with Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And Marilyn just returned from Uganda, and we're at your second home. And what do you do when you're there?
Well, my husband is there, so I'm just like a regular person when I'm there.
Right.
I also have a nonprofit called One Future at a Time, and Uganda is one of the countries I work in, along with South Africa, Rwanda, and Liberia. And so we have
garden spots of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's wonderful people in all of these places.
Of course,
of course there are.
And see, that's the thing is, but what you see is not that, but there are wonderful people there.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I've been going there since 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have projects in Uganda where we are all of the places that I work, we give people access to health care and education that would otherwise be unavailable or unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got lots of young people on scholarships, everything ranging from elementary school to medical school and technical school and, you know, everything in between. And we have people under medical treatment. Right now we've got a young man getting chemotherapy for cancer in his mouth, and actually a tongue cancer in Liberia. And we have ongoing.
Yeah, one of the things I love about Maryland's One Future at a Time program is that you know exactly where your money's going, you know, and it's not going to support a huge...
There's no overhead, basically. I don't take a salary from it.
You know, and you know that that child got that uniform because you gave them money, you know, or that child's going to school, or that child's getting medical care, and so on. And it's pretty remarkable.
I like it because, one, I know Marilyn, and like you said, you don't take a salary from this, so all the money that you receive from donations and grants and everything goes right back into the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only overhead is bank fees, you know, and things you have to file with the state along with $25 or something.
Yeah. You know. Okay. That's cool. There's a lot of organizations like that out here that do so much for people, and they don't even think about it. You know, the Rodeo Association, the Asphalt Cowboys, all of these nonprofits.
I was going to say, you name a nonprofit, and they're giving stuff, you know,
Turtle
to,
Bay.
To folks.
Every dollar went back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Backcountry Horsemen, okay? All the money goes back into helping so they can clear the trails and do that. And everybody does it on a volunteer basis.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's costly in a lot of times.
There's a lot of volunteerism in this community.
Oh, there is.
You know, I often tell people, they go, yeah, but those are just regular people. But, for example, Youth Option Shasta, all the judges that sit in our court, every one of them is on volunteer time. You know,
wow.
So, I mean, I think that's remarkable that we have such a wide range, especially in this town, of volunteerism, to go to a more positive look.
Does it irritate you when you see articles from national level magazines or newspapers that tries to paint us like we're a bunch of Neanderthals?
I'll be honest, it depends what they're painting.
I have to say the same.
There are some things
I totally disagree with you two on that. You know, I don't care what community it is. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people that you don't agree with that they're, you know, doing things you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact is Shasta County is much more than what happens at the Board of Supervisors.
We're just saying the same thing, Carl. What are you disagreeing about?
Because what you said is, oh, no, that's okay. It depends on what they write about. But if you're going to write about the Board of Supervisors and what is there, you need to include into the fact that there are people like you and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and so many other things that kind of gives an idea, but they don't ever do that.
Right. And
that's not what you ask, though.
But that's what I was saying. It depends on how they paint it. You know,
have you seen one article coming from a national news source that said that, hey, Shasta County is one of the most giving cities? You know, Redding's one of the most giving cities in the nation. It was like number two or three.
If you look at travel periodicals, you'll find good things about Shasta County.
Okay. Yeah. This is one of the great places come to your chance of an alien abduction. If you go up to Mount Shasta, you know, there's a chance.
I just read that the other day.
And our Sacramento River is the second best place to canoe and kayak and all that.
See, we must have read the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I just read that.
I'll read the paper down there. Okay. Going back to how do you get kids to accept other people?
Mm-hmm.
And it does start at home, but it also starts with a good foundation. That even if parents make a mistake now and then, but if they try to live by that, and we go back to the a religious foundation of treating people the way you want to be treated, and you know, not abusing each other.
Yeah. Well, there are good ways to raise children, you know, and maybe I'll bring Wendy Dickens with me next time she runs First Five Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could talk in more detail, you know, following up on this conversation. However, I just think it's important that, that parents learn the balance of working with kids and that parents learn what kids need to grow successfully. And they do need routine, and they do need discipline, and they do need opportunities to try something new. They do need to learn to do things by themselves. You know, they need to learn a lot of things. And sometimes I think that parents don't know even how to parent, because they parent the way that their parents parented, the way their parents parented, and the way their parents parented, you know, up and down the generations. So
to a point,
the world is changing.
You said, you changed the pattern from your family.
Yeah.
So
You know, so the world is changing, and we have to enable, I think, parents to change with that world and to be able to listen to their children. And have their children listen to them, you know. I mean, to go back to the mirroring. We want kids to learn good habits.
And it's okay as a parent to say, you know, I didn't handle that really well. And I'm sorry. Let's go back to this.
Let's try that again.
I've apologized to my daughter before.
Yeah.
Look, honey, it was self-defense. Come on. No. I'm sorry.
But there's nothing wrong with humor. There's nothing at all wrong with humor. And I think sometimes I think if kids grew up with more realistic humor instead of, you know, silly show humor, that they would be better off. It gives them another way to handle the world. You know, it's another tool. I had a guy in my class the other day, and he says, it's another tool in their school belt, Susan.
It's tough enough going to school. And if you've got something that's a little bit different about you, kids, you know. But again, I go back to the social media, which just seems to be, there's no rules for it.
Yeah.
That's why parents need to know what's being said on the phones and the computers. You just have to do it. And if you don't, frankly, to me, that's a form of child abuse. If you're not there.
It might not be abuse, but it's neglect.
Okay, well, but if it gets them in trouble and you didn't do anything about it, okay, neglect, abuse. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. I know a lady that would go in at night, pick up her kids' phones, and go through them. And then at a luncheon she had with her other, you know, a bunch of other girlfriends, she said, this is what I do. Oh, my daughter wouldn't do anything like that. And my, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said, go check their phones.
Yeah.
Next time they all got together, oh, my God.
They had something to talk about.
They had something to talk about because they had no idea. Oh, my daughter shares everything with me. No. She didn't.
Yeah.
And these are things. And so social media, if you're not on top of that, that's there to help your kids, not to oppress them. Uh-huh. It's to make sure that they're not getting in trouble, you know.
Well, you know, I think social media, social media has to have some balance for children. I think there is bad stuff on social media.
Of course there is.
And so how do we keep that balance of getting the good stuff out and leaving the bad stuff behind?
Well, one thing is to get involved.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a break. Now, and I'm saying this for my Democrat friends here, but the Shasta County GOP is having a dinner April 14th. This will be the first of many events this year. Please share, join, and support our local Shasta County GOP. And for more information, go to the Shasta County GOP website there, and or go to the Shasta County Republican Central Committee. Now, why is this for my Democrat friends? I'm more than happy to read the same thing when the Democrats have a soiree coming out, and I think they do.
I am not a Democrat, and I am not a Republican, so I don't get the information.
But we're more than happy. Just send us an email, and we'll be glad to announce anything that the Democrats, the Central Committee of the Democrats are having,
I'll let them know. Let them know.
And
that's a pure example, I think, Carl, that people have built this caricature of you and who you are. And one of the fun things for me has really been this opportunity to play with you and to talk with you.
I mean, just the fact that you said you're Democrat friends. We're friends. There's so much more in common. The perception that we would be vastly different. Are there things we disagree about? Yes, absolutely. But
it's usually ways of doing things.
But we recognize each other's. We both have
assets.
We all have a moral compass.
Yeah.
We all have things in common that we've learned from talking with each other, whether you've done humanitarian work in Africa, okay? I mean, we've done a lot of the same things in our backgrounds. We talk respectfully with each other. When one of us says something that could end up in an argument, the other one ends up asking a question for clarification. And I think that's really important. So instead of getting so defensive is like, asking, can you rephrase that, or what did you actually mean by that, or that's not been my experience, can you tell me about your experience?
Yeah.
And I think that's helped us to forge
a camaraderie
and a friendship without having to agree on everything.
No, we don't. We don't have to agree on everything, but you try to do is respect the other person.
Exactly.
I think that's the bottom line, is you respect the other person. They've got different viewpoints. Doesn't make you horrible. Doesn't make you corrupt or any of those other things.
And that's why we changed our name from Shasta County Citizens Against Racism to Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, because it covers a whole lot more.
It does. And you also said something interesting, too, is that the outcome that we want is very similar, or if not the same.
I think it is. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. 8:49 in the morning, and we will be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. First day of spring, the 20th of March, 2023, 8:54 in the morning. And I'm here with Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And let's address this, which you asked during the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variety of shows on this station. When we started this station 14 years ago, it was going to be for community radio, and our show in the morning has had, 6,000 guests, you know, if you look at it,
and some repeats like me.
Well, a lot of them are repeats. They're not individuals, right? But you know, that's a lot of people coming through, like this young lady today that came in talking about the leadership conference, Amira Hutchardson, 16 years old. They're in this big leadership conference here in Reading over at SCOE this weekend. There's other shows on our station I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but we're providing a platform for people to express themselves. And here's the best thing about the First Amendment in the Constitution. If I don't want to listen to that show, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I endorse everything they say, because that's why we had the disclaimer at the beginning of it. Do I agree with everything that's said on this show? No. Mm-hmm. But I believe in letting people speak their minds, and you give them an hour to do that.
And you treat them with respect.
I treat people with respect. And so, yeah, I may not agree with everything that's said, but it's also you disagree with something that's on one of the shows, and you say, and Marilyn, you're saying, well, they're promoting misinformation. Not to them. Well, go on. Turn it loose.
I'm just going to be quiet on this one because I don't want to get into.
But it doesn't mean that we endorse everything that's ever said on this.
That's my concern.
You know us.
Because I do know you, and that's my concern, because then I think it reflects badly on you.
Well,
now, other people think it's, oh, yay, Carl, he promotes this guy.
Well, but it's yay, Carl. He promotes freedom of speech.
Right.
And freedom of expression.
There needs to be clarification of that.
Well, it does, right at the beginning of each show. And it says that. It says we don't necessarily agree with everything that's being said on the show. That's the host and their guest. Yeah. So
I have a question for you.
Okay.
About something you said. It's not confrontational. Don't worry about that. We were talking about teaching children
respect mm-hmm. and acceptance. And you said it's important to base on religious foundation of the golden rule. And no one would argue the golden rule no matter what your foundation is.
Yeah.
But here's my point is that you can have that moral compass without having a religious foundation.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily based on religion.
No, absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to be really clear with that because it's...
You can have a moral compass.
Yeah.
But if you look back at that moral compass, there's many religions... one way or the other.
Yeah.
So you can say, well, I'm not a religious person, but I have a moral compass, but it's probably based on things that you've heard and things you've grown up with
this
in life.
This is true.
It doesn't mean you have to go to church every week or every other week.
That's my point.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean that, but it still goes back to basic tenets of life and dealing with people.
Be a good scout. Yeah.
Be a good scout, And some people will say, yeah, we had the Eagle Scouts on the other day.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another group we have on that's full of controversy. and the Girl Scouts, but I think it goes back in our last minute and a half here is, again, giving your kids a foundation where they can accept things that are a little bit different without having to go into the attack or even much different.
Yeah.
You get last words here.
Well, I would think look at differences as an opportunity to learn more about other people and not, I mean, all this hate and discrimination, it's fear-based. If you get to know somebody, it's harder to be afraid of their difference.
Absolutely. And, yeah, that is a big thing. It's a bare fear that people have. Not a reasonable fear, but a bare fear.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I always say to parents is we have to learn to listen and to hear. You know, listening is different than hearing. Hearing implies that you really get what the person is saying. And I feel the same way about politics. We need to listen and hear what's going on so that we can make a reliable jump to a conclusion.
I think a lot of people, when it gets to politics, they've lost faith and confidence. I don't care which party it is.
It's true.
In the leadership of it, frankly. Anyway, thanks so much for coming in today, and I hope everything turns out great, Marilyn.
Thank you.
And I hope that...
See you soon.
Yeah. Susan, hope you grow an inch. so you can ride the Disneyland rides.
That's right.
The whole thing.
It's getting to be a problem.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. We're not out of the winter yet, and God bless America.